Three steps, I will not say easy steps, but God promises to be with us through these steps. Step 1, rejoice in hope. Hope is ours for the taking. Our faith in Jesus will give us hope. Hope for a better time, hope for an eternity worshiping our God. Hope for a world with no more pain, sin, or death. Hope that the problems of this world will not drown us. Step 2, be patient in tribulation. John 16:33, we will face problems in this world, but God will see us through them, even when the problems keep hitting. We have hope in the one that has overcome this world. We have many examples of people in Scripture who have lived through trials and tribulations and had to be patient during their hardships. Often it is during these times that God is refining our hearts to make us who we need to be. Step 3, be constant in prayer. We are to be in constant communication with our Heavenly Father. Scripture tells us to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 ESV, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. We do not pray to inform God about our circumstances but to invite God to take over. He knows what we are experiencing, and He wants to help. We need to humble ourselves and seek Him. So friends, let's follow these three steps when the world feels overwhelming. Rejoice in the hope of our Savior, be patient and know God is working, pray and invite Him to do what only He can. Life can be scary but take heart, He has overcome this world.